This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Kevin Jackson. How are you doing? The Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, my goodness. It was an homage to my Italian buddies. I was on the phone with one of them, I don't know, earlier in the week. And he was like, yo, Kev, how's it going? I was like, dude. Name is Gary. Gary, love you, dude. Love you. I know you listen to the program. In fact, we reconnected because I was sitting in for somebody at Fox News Radio, and I reconnected with Gary. It was crazy. It really was. Anyway, hey, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to, KJRadio.com. And I don't know what we say. Do we say stuff that's relevant? I think we do. I believe so. But you never know, right? It's up to you to make that decision. My producers are like, we're relevant. Look, I agree. We wouldn't be growing and wouldn't be at people looking at us for all these other great things that are happening without that. But, hey, you never know. You got to check with the audience. Again, 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. And, you know, I think the thing at least this is what I concentrate on when I'm doing radio, is I say, look, there's an entertainment factor. Let's face it. You got to be interesting. It helps to have had an interesting life, which I think I've had, and interesting experiences and some level of success. But it also helps to just be on the side that's correct. I mean, when I think about the shows that fail, all these leftists that have tried things, Alec Baldwin. I mean, look, Alec Baldwin this is a dude that has done it all. And he tried radio talk show. Amazing actor, one of my favorite actors. I hate to admit that, but he is. But he failed miserably at radio. And here's my reasons why I think he failed. One, he's on the wrong side of the issues. You can't talk for hours about something that you're doing and make it successful when you know you're going to talk yourself into a death spiral. It has to be so orchestrated to talk on the left. Because here's my thing. I tell everybody, call me. If you think you can defeat me in an argument about something that I believe passionately about, that if you say, Kevin, I want to talk to you about taxes, and I say, great, let's talk taxes. I'm telling you I'm an expert and that I'm happy to have a debate with you about it. If you talk to me about social issues, social policy, whether it's this transgender ban or, you know, black folks committing crime, whatever, the housing situation, discrimination, do it. Let's do it. I will absolutely debate you on any of those subjects. And here's the thing. I don't need any prep. The thing about radio is you call in, I got to be ready to go. It's not like I'll get back to you in an hour and we'll meet up at the University of such and such and we'll have a moderator. No, I want to kick your butt right there, then and there. But the left can't. So Alec Baldwin can't do that. He doesn't have the facts on his side, number one. And number two, he's an actor. He doesn't know who he is. I'm not saying acting is bad or whatever. I'm telling you, he's taken on so many roles. This Hollywood distorts you. Can you imagine every 6 months or whatever, you're taking on another character? You're playing some role of a dad. You're playing the deadbeat brother. You're playing the pedophile uncle. You know, you're playing the psychopathic clown. Eventually, you're going, I don't know who I am. And I think they suffer from that. I think, and then they're in the delusion of Hollywood, and you know what's become this leftist bubble of just quite frankly crazy stuff. So, I think that's the problem with Alec Baldwin. But here's my point: he is a very accomplished actor, one of the best actors out there. It's just the truth. The dude can get into a role, and I watched him on Inside the Actors Guild, and he. It was truly one of the best shows I've seen with that, where he talked about the difference between stage and film and so on, and the different, how they, you know, develop character types and things. I mean, it was just fascinating to watch. And he can't be successful in radio. There you go. And then I look at my life. I'm people don't recognize me. Me and Alec Baldwin walked to the airport. A couple people might, hey, Kev, was that you next to Alec Baldwin? Yeah, I was behind him there. I was a cameo. Hey. So what is it? What makes it successful? What makes it successful is, folks, the passion is there, because when I tell you something, I know it's legit. I'm not trying to make, again, there is an entertainment factor, but there's more of an education factor. What's Alec Baldwin going to educate you on? His sphere of influence is, I've traveled around the world and people have treated me like a god. I haven't had to learn anything. It's the same thing that the pathology that these kids that are great athletes, that they suffer from. O.J. Simpson's a good example. Tiger Woods. And many others. Once you transcend humanity, if you will, and you become godlike, then all bets are off. The world becomes distorted. Madonna, the world is distorted for her. Once she transcended music and became Madonna, then it was like it's over. It didn't matter what she said, what she did. Yeah, you're so cool. You're amazing. I just want to be around you. And it didn't matter what the politics, her politics were. It didn't matter anything. I just love her. I love her. And if she says, I like this, well, then you like this. And people start suffering derangement around these folks. That's what happens. We are never going to be deranged. Because let me tell you something else. And I think most of you would agree. Can you be starstruck? Absolutely. But can you be starstruck to the point where you go, whatever this person does, I'm okay with it? I don't believe. As a conservative, the answer is no. I've got my idols. Bo Jackson's an idol of mine. But there's nothing that's going to starstruck me about Bo Jackson. He is an amazing dude running a football. But I respect that. I respect his athleticism. But if he's going to be a part of my existence, if you will, I've got to look at Bo for more than that. And I do see more than that in him. I see a young kid who struggled with a lot of things, stuttering and athleticism is where he took it to heart. But he learned from it and he became, I think, an amazing human being. I believe that, or else he would not be one of my idols. So I could go on. Look, all I'm saying is, the way we do this job, the way you even listen to me, because we're in this together, this is not about me. We understand each other. And we understand why this message is more important than anything. The message transcends me and you. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. We'll be back in just a second.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So Hillary, does Hillary really have a new book out? Because I'm seeing she's getting torched. And I'm honestly, I haven't even had time to look at it and go, is this really real? One of them just had, the bottom of it is blue and it's got Hillary Clinton, and at the top it just had in a big blue letter F. And that could stand for a lot. It could be Hillary's greatest Secretary of State. It could be the beginning of a word, you know, that she doesn't, like Hillary is saying, oh, crap, right? Or who knows? Then there was another one that looked like a spoof of it, and it had, and is the book called What Happened or something like that? But anyway, they put schlonged. And so I don't know what's real and what isn't when it comes to Hillary Clinton's book. Here's the other thing. Is Hillary Clinton really writing another book? Who did she, has she not gotten the rumor, or I shouldn't say the memo, that nobody cares about her books? Hillary's first book, not her first, the last book she did, what was it called, Hard Choices? Hard Choices was in the dollar store, before it got out. I mean, it wasn't 2 months that book was a discount book. I'm talking about a woman who had run for president, a woman who theoretically might be president today, if it weren't before a few things like the Russians, right? Schlonged. Now, I think that's a joke because I know she wouldn't title her book Schlonged. But whoever doing these jokes about Hillary's books, will you come work for me or with me? I mean, not work for me. You guys are clever. Good stuff. Schlonged. Hey, did you guys hear about this story? Bill de Blasio got on the subway to do a photo, you know, like a photo op, right? One of these publicity stunts. And he had the New York Police Department go on the subway system and clear out all the vagrants. So if the bus that he was going to get on, they may have done others, I don't know. But the police actually were the ones who tweeted this. And you see de Blasio talking to some black woman like, hey, yo, black lady, make me look good in front of all these Democrats. Doesn't it? Maybe it looks like I care. And she's looking up like, yes, master, I'll do it. You're so cute. You're tall. You're taller than you look. Whatever. I don't know what she's thinking. But he's in the subway talking to minorities. He ain't talking to white folks. Because de Blasio is one of these guilty white people. He is. Oh, he's married a black woman, and he's got mulatto children, but he is... This is one of these dudes that... Yeah, look, if you marry, as my grandma would say, outside your race, it doesn't mean you're trying to be white or you need to try to be black. Don't you just be yourself, Bill de Blasio? Bill de Blasio and these leftists... And you know what? I hate to say this, but it's probably true. Bill de Blasio probably married his wife with the idea of, poor thing. Who's going to marry her? I better marry this black woman because nobody will want her. It'll be my contribution to society. I'll marry this black woman. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Maybe it'll help my career. Maybe it'll show people just how compassionate I am. I mean, helping the little people. And I'll have some little half black kids, and they're going to be, obviously, you know, they're half black. What can I tell you? Their lives are ruined, and I can help them too. The more of my little black family that I have, the better it is for the black people. I'll say black people, one black person at a time. I don't know what he's thinking, but I would venture to tell you that's got to be going through his lame brain nitwit of a head because these guys think they're helping folks. I just want to reach across the aisle and grab him by the Adam's apple, you know, with both fists. And say, get out of here. Anyway, he's on the subway. And insult to injury, the man who flew to Germany during the funeral of a woman who had been ambush killed, a police officer, and then he comes back and says, hey, listen, boys and girls in blue, go scrape the subway system of the scum that I've made, you know, that I've created, so I can go on and do a photo op. He's not fooling me. Orders the police department to do his dirty work. Hey, excuse me, homeless person there. Hey, why are you going to come arresting me, Mr. Copper? Listen, I'm not trying to... Yes, you are. I know how you guys are. You just want to beat me up and throw me off. No, not really. But keep talking. So, de Blasio's got the cops doing his dirty work so he can go on, do a photo op. He's taking men and women in blue off the streets who could be out there fighting crime, and he's saying, hey, go clean up the subway of the scumbags. Yeah, get you, de Blasio. Can't stand him. What do you think about it? Do you follow New York politics at all, you guys? I don't blame you. It's funny. I was thinking about the places that we do talk a lot about. And by the way, we haven't talked about Chicago in a while, and their homicide rates through the roof. But we haven't talked about them in a while. But, you know, it's funny. New York is one of these epicenters of politics in America. You got to talk about it. Dadgummit. Keep dropping this thing. Oh, hey, this is Inside Baseball stuff. Audience out there listening. What else we got? We got Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham says that he effectively has said Mueller is worth more than Donald Trump. That's what they're trying to tell you. They've told you Jeff Sessions. If Donald Trump fires Sessions, it'll be hell to pay. Now he's saying if Trump gets rid of Mueller, this is what a headline, and I saw Lindsey Graham's picture on it. If Trump gets rid of Mueller, it will be the end of the Trump presidency. And I'm thinking, what planet are these people from? Do they not understand how important the Donald Trump fan base is? How important that the fan base feels Donald Trump is? Do they not understand how important it is that we understand how important we are in supporting Donald Trump? I don't think these people get it. Lindsey Graham, look, I'm telling you, when I don't hear Lindsey Graham or John McCain's name in Senate politics, it cannot be too soon. These people are crazy. And the leftists that they sort of bolster up with this crazy talk just drives me nuts. If you get rid of Mueller, and watch what happens. People the left are going to go, oh my gosh, he stopped the investigation. It's not an investigation, it's an inquisition. And everybody on the right will understand it, and people on the left ain't going to care at all. I'll tell you, 60 to 70% of the people on the left don't give a crap about Mueller or the Russians. It may be higher than that. They don't care. The left wants you to believe that. They want you to believe that we would take Jeff Sessions over Donald Trump. If you were to fire Sessions, oh boy, Trump would just nothing. People would go, good. Who are we going to put in there that's going to go do his business? Because Trump's business is not selfish. Trump's business is his is our business. It's his business. It's our business. The business of the people. People want to see this happen. If we got rid of Lindsey Graham, John McCain, Sessions, and Mueller, nobody on our side would give a crap. And rightfully so. Bunch of losers is what they are. When we come back, we're going transgendered on you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What do? We have fun here. We have fun because the left are idiots, morons, imbeciles, and they give us so much fodder, it's ridiculous. The simplicity of life is gone. Holy cow. You don't know black from white. White folks get to pretend to be blacks. Men get to pretend to be women. It's crazy out there. I'm talking cray cray. I don't even know how to deliver the information to you. It's so crazy. We've talked about, and I'll use the tranny world as an example. We've talked about dudes now entering MMA as women and pile driving the women. We've talked about dudes who are declaring themselves women and running track and setting records and raising their hands up like they've done something. Woo! What? Next, Michael Jordan's son goes into the WNBA and dominates? I'm shocked. There's gambling in the casino. The women's movement of today has destroyed women in as much as the black folks that claim to represent black people have destroyed black folks. And the rich white folks that claim to help poor folks have destroyed poor folks. I could go on. Leftists give us fodder, folks. It's ridiculous how much you get to talk about. There wouldn't even be a conversation. The gays, you know, the LGBT wanting pronouns, Z and Z, because they don't want to be referred to as him or her. We have to figure out what you are, what you claim to be. You could be Ted, but if you want to be called Brenda when you check in to get a room, I have to call you Brenda or get fined $250,000? Really? Because your driver's license says Ted? That's the world we live in. The crazy world of leftism. And they say you're weird. You're weird because you don't capitulate to all these different things. Facebook says there are 51 declarations of sexuality or whatever you want to call yourself. Seriously? I'd give you 3 or 4. I mean, and I'm being generous because for me, it's male or female. Make up your mind. Okay, I get you've got all kinds of other issues like, well, I'm asexual. I don't want to have sex. Or I like having sex with men. Or I like having sex with men who look like women. How many different iterations are there? If you put a gun to my head and say, Kevin, come up with 51 ways to declare people, I'd say, just shoot me. Just kill me, man. Number one, I ain't gonna do it. Number two, I couldn't even do it under threat of life and death. Just do it. Put me out of my misery. If this is the world that I must live in from now on, put me out of my misery. I'd rather go see the Father, the Holy Father. Can't even say that. People get all upset. Yeah, man, it's a crazy world out there. And every time we bring, you know, sanity to it, but we go, well, hold on a second. I heard about this guy. He's a transgender dude, and he's in jail and, you know, he's having sex with women. What are you saying, Kevin? He's a lesbian? No. I'm saying he's a dude who's declared himself a woman, so he doesn't have to be hanging out with those other, you know, guys with the swinging peckers, and he can go out and have a, essentially, Bill Clinton. There's an old saying, I'm happier than Bill Clinton in a women's prison with a fistful of pardons. That's how happy this fool is. And by the way, this is a true story. Because you're going, Kevin, are you making this stuff up? No, I'm not making it up, and you just mind your business. I don't make stuff up here. That's CNN. That's MSNBC. Not here. I'll tell you what's up. But I'll tell you this. If I go to jail for any reason, I'm declaring a woman. If you arrest me for a traffic, you know, Kevin, you didn't pay your traffic ticket and there's a warrant out for your arrest. My name is not Kevin. My name is Susan. And you will refer to me as that. And you will put me in a cell with another woman. Preferably a cute one. Not Butch Brenda. I don't want to be in there with a Russian hammer thrower. Okay? I just want my family, my friends, my fans, I want you all to know my intentions ahead of time. See, I won't actually be a woman. I won't actually be like in transition or anything like that. No, but I want the perks. I do. The women's movement was supposed to have helped women. I find it helping me. Yeah. See, this industrious dude, let me just read. Here's a Fox News report. They said an investigation is underway at a Southeast Missouri jail. I'll get it out. Be quiet. Over a transgender inmate after complaints emerged about inappropriate contact. This came after April Chambers of St. Louis said her daughter, who is also an inmate at the St. Genevieve County Sheriff's Office and Detention Center, called home to tell her about it. She said, they put a man in here with us. This is the mama talking. I said, what do you mean they put a man in there? She said, he looks like a woman in the face, but he's having sex with the girls in here. The sheriff's office. Said as soon as they heard about the incident, authorities took steps to separate the transgender individual and the female inmates. You know what? This tickles me because this was a dude. And what they should have done, is put him in there with the men. This is too funny. I love when liberals. I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, look, you know I laugh a lot. And so there's a lady, when she first started listening to my show, she said, Kevin, I love your show, but you laugh too much. Well, then you got to find another show because I laugh. I think stuff is funny. And the thing about it is I've learned not to laugh at my, quote, own jokes when I'm doing stand-up. But if I'm doing rap, man, some of this stuff comes to you as you're thinking. Don't get mad at me for laughing. This is funny. Put a man in. They could have. See, this is liberalism. They knew that. Strip the dude down. Go, oh, boop. He's got, you know, outies. He's got outies. They're not innies. They're outies. He goes in with the dudes. I don't care if he looks like a woman in the face. He's got outies. Yeah. So anyway, Chambers says she's wondering how this could have happened in the first place. Here's a quote. If she's incarcerated, I'm thinking she's going to be incarcerated and being held solely with women, not women with men. This is what the mom is saying of her daughter who's in prison, in this detention center. And she's wondering how this dude got in there. And the dude is like having sex with all the women. He's doing what dudes do. She says, something was thoroughly overlooked. Something was thoroughly overlooked by putting a man in the pod with these women. Not women with women and women and men. Anyway, yeah, something was thoroughly overlooked, like his genitalia. See, here's the thing. The genitalia will tell you all you need to know. Pardon the pun. If I was drinking gin, that would even be funnier, wouldn't it? The genitalia. You get it? Okay. You guys get that. See, I didn't even laugh at that. That was a pretty cute, clever little thing there. Sheriff's Office said authorities followed federal laws. They said this. At the time of the intake, the inmate indicated that they view themselves as female. They requested a female to do the intake process with them. Because of that, we followed the standard that says that transgendered inmates should be housed with women. I'm telling you right now, if I'm ever arrested for any reason, I want y'all to understand this. I'm going to declare I'm a woman. Just to be in there with the ladies. What would you do? Okay, you have a choice. You can go in with the dudes or you could go in with the ladies. And apparently, old boy here got in with the ladies and went, you know what, I'm a little less transgendered than I thought. And suddenly he's, and I'm only going with what the girl says. I don't know how she knows. Are they going behind little crevices where they can't, where the cameras, what they call them, blind spots? Are they going to the blind spots and, you know, dusting each other off here? I don't know. I don't know how this, the prison, I know y'all think of because I'm black. I know how prison works. I don't know how prison works just because I'm black. Don't be looking at me like that in your radio. Anyway, the left can't be surprised by any of this, people. We have men playing women's sports and dominating them. We've chronicled tranny after supposed tranny, and I've warned feminists that their mission is self-defeating. What could you possibly be thinking when you say, well, let's let people declare women who become men, they may socially feel like more men, but they're never going to be, quote, men. They're never going to dominate. They're never even going to have the mindset of a man. That's just a fact. If you're a woman and you've grown up a woman, you don't know what it's like to be a man, period. Any more than if I became a woman, I would be able to, oh, my gosh, I understand it for the complexities of a woman. I wouldn't know it. A bit more than I know what it is to be a rock. You know, let's say a bug. Unbelievable. I remember getting arrested for identity theft. I was erroneously identified. Somebody stole my identity. And as I sat in the main area of the jail, folks, men on one side, women on the other, we were told not to fraternize, don't look, and they were adamant. Don't even look at those women. That's what I'm going to declare as a woman.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help.
Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. 844-551-8255. Racepimping.com is my book. Every day, I promise you, every single day, if you were to read my book, your mind would be so wide open. Every time you looked at the thing, you see, oh, this happened or that happened, and it had to do with race, or even things that don't are not involving race. You'll look at academia differently. You'll look at capitalism and these corporations differently. You'll look at government differently. It is an eye-opener, and it's pretty funny. And the story I'm about to share with you is a perfect example of race pimping. Perfect example. So a leftist professor decide to say something that I find condescending to blacks, and they're amazingly so. Yet, black leftists gleefully jump on board when these people are doing their dirty work. So, for example, the claim that asking for a valid ID disenfranchises blacks. The reason, according to leftists, right? Blacks are the only race too stupid to get a valid ID. That's what the leftists want you to believe. Now, you would think this stance by Democrats would send blacks running from the party of patronizing. But it doesn't. Democrats put Planned Parenthood in their black neighborhoods, and the organization obliges by killing blacks by way of abortion at 300% the national average. Now, don't expect black leftists to connect the dots, because the leftists made sure that most black leftists are too stupid to think for themselves. Yep, I'm going to offend a few people, and that's okay. Don't feel bad. If you're a bit squeamish, turn your radio down a little bit. Go to your safe space, but it's still going to be the same when you get back, okay? Eloy Ortiz Oakley, Chancellor of California Community Colleges System, argued against forcing students in college to learn algebra. And here's what he said. It's a civil rights issue. Basically, the argument is that if college was easier, more black people would have college degrees. Dadgummit. They could just make it easy, simple, because that's how life is. This is a civil rights issue. I'm reading this. But this is also something that plagues all Americans, particularly low-income Americans. If you think about all the underemployed and unemployed Americans in this country who cannot connect to a job in this economy, which is unforgiving of those students who don't have a credential, the biggest barrier for them, this guy says, is the algebra requirement. It's what has kept them from achieving a credential, said Oakley. He said, this is a way to make college easier. I hear that a lot, and unfortunately nothing could be farther from the truth. Somewhere along the line, since the 1950s, we decided that the only measure of a student's ability to reason or to do some sort of quantitative measure is algebra, he said. Well, the biggest irony is that Oakley doesn't want blacks to learn a math invented by Greeks and Hindus and perfected by Muslims, or a Muslim in particular, algebra. That's the guy's name. That's where we get the word. Anyway, let me give you a little history of algebra. Although the Babylonians invented algebra and the Greek and Hindu mathematicians preceded the great Frenchman François Viète, who refined the discipline of algebra. It was Abu Ja'far Muhammad Ibn Musa al-Khwarizmi who perfected it. Actually, they called him algebra. Algebra. So that's what he used in the title of his justifiedly renowned study that became a classic textbook in leading universities for centuries, the Hisab Algebra Wal Mugabala, the Book of Integration and Equation. He introduced the use of Indo-Arabic numbers that over time came to be known as algorithms. So when you hear those terms, you at least know where they come from now. But when I was thinking about this story, I asked myself this question. What else do blacks struggle to learn? If we can't learn algebra, well, we probably don't want to learn calculus or differential equations or linear algebra or any of the other higher maths. So what's this guy saying? Is he saying that anything we can't learn, we should just dismiss? Could be, because that's what it seems like black leftists do. They just dismiss. Maybe that's why they ignore the lack of decorum in the black community. Interestingly, there exist examples of blacks simply ignoring what we can't seem to learn. Take, for example, fatherhood. Since black leftist men can't seem to learn fatherhood, they just abandon it. They say, you know what? I'll just leave it. I don't know how to be a good daddy, so I'll be a good baby daddy. And I'll come up with some diapers from time to time, a little chump change. But I'm not raising my children, and I'll go have many of them. It's a sign of my virility. Congratulations, leftist. You've got black folks, black leftists anyway, right where you want them. Out of curiosity, though, does this so-called Professor Oakley have any plan to allow blacks to opt out of this scheme? Will there be a black percentage that allows one not to take algebra? And what if whites want to opt out? A Rachel Dolezal, is she okay to opt out? Is that allowed? As you can see, leftism rears its ugly head and you have to constantly rewrite the rules because you don't know how to handle it. Black people shouldn't take algebra. What percentage of blacks? Are you, if you're over 50% or under 50%? And if you're over 50%, under 50% rather, which means you're more of something else, are you then required to take algebra? God, it's just silly. These are the types of things that are counterproductive not only to the country at large, but specifically to blacks. Why would you denigrate yourself and allow this guy to exist? He's effectively saying black people are too stupid to do algebra, to learn a basic math. Algebra is not even that difficult of a math. God, find the common denominator, solve for X, solve for Y, whatever. You have to have, you know, your equation can only have one unknown and you solve for that. And then you can put everything into different ways so that you can easily figure out what the knowns and the unknowns are. Oy, it's pretty simple. Look, I'm a mathematician. Algebra, I could have taken algebra in the third grade and known it. It's a relatively easy math. It's very formulaic. You follow the formulas, you'll successfully solve most algebra problems. The real question comes around using algebra, you know, purposefully. People used to hate these. The word sentences, you remember the word problems? Oh, because you got to try to figure it out. You got to formulate. But algebra is good for that. Just look, all I'm telling you is when leftism starts talking about silly things like this, you have to stop and ask yourself, what's this guy thinking? The idea that he said that, can you imagine if somebody in the Trump administration said, you know, I know black folks work hard, but we cannot make, them do something that is ruining who they are. So I want to now declare that they don't have to take algebra. White kids, Asian kids, all you do, but not black kids. If you want to tell me that the world, particularly the leftist world, is going to look at Trump and go, oh my goodness, look at how great he is, how magnanimous. No, they would be complaining. Why does Donald Trump think we can't learn algebra? It's just a easy math. See, instead of calling themselves into question, this university with this guy Oakley, does he do that? Does he say, you know what? We aren't teaching these kids the right way. We need teachers that understand them. Where's Joe Clark when I need him? Or Jaime Escalante? You know, he taught all those Mexican kids and Puerto Ricans the calculus. Where's he when we need him? Nowhere to be found, apparently. But it was a success story with Joe Clark, a success story with Jaime Escalante teaching physics. Maybe, I'm just guessing here, it could be the education system. What? Say, what, Kevin Jackson? Yeah, it could be the education system. Maybe these teachers are wanting to blame something else for their inability to teach a basic class. But let me tell you something. Black kids can learn algebra. Put it into terms they understand. Put it into dope. Put it into ball game statistics or whatever. They can get it. Just figure out how the tribal language and teach it. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm just telling you the way I believe.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.